This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hold up. What's that sound?
It's my my water's boiling.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of American Arts and Culture Review. Today we are recording live at a packed restaurant in the middle of Arizona. And I'm your host, Joe Biden. Okay, wait, what are you saying?
Okay, guys, great reporting, Clay. Thanks, Biden. Today on the podcast, we have a
What is that noise?
It's a crazy development at my apartment. My shower started to get weird and fill with water out of nowhere, and then my toilet filled with water too. And so a plumber came, and he stuck a bunch of crap down my shower, and there was poop in my shower. And now he told me to boil water and put it down the drain after he got the poop out of my shower. Ooh. So now I'm boiling water. I boiled water here, and now I'm gonna fix the poop. If there's any leftover poop in my shower, it's about to get unshowered.
Okay. It's about to get got.
I thought you were going to say, then the plumber came over, and he's really small, and he won't stop screaming.
Just to let you know, just to let you know, everyone who's watching, we have reporters down at the protest right now, but right now, have Witt putting hot water in his...
Get the poop out of my shower.
Get the poop out of the shower.
There's protests going down in downtown L.A. We want to get the district attorney, Jackie Lacey, to step down, but meanwhile, I'm getting the poop out of my shower.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's your problem, pal. You shouldn't be pooping in your shower to begin with.
Here's the truth. I did poop it. So the guy was like, yeah, there was a lot of stuff in your shower drain. And I was like, that's crazy. For real? Gross. But truth be told, about, I don't know if y'all remember this, a couple weeks ago, I accidentally gave myself an enema in the shower, and I shit everywhere. And I didn't pick up the poop and put it in the toilet. I scrunched it down the drain, and that's for sure probably what happened.
Well, remember the other day that you read that article that says it's safer for the environment if you cut your hair and then use that excess hair to wipe instead of paper. And the best place to dispose of that is you put it in the shower hole.
Yeah, I cut my hair and I toss it down the shower hole. Yeah, I mean, everybody knows that.
I thought you wiped with it.
Yeah,
you wipe. But I wiped the poop cover. No, but I did.
Enema thing real?
Yeah, no, that's real, Rod. I told you that story. You must have forgotten.
What's the enema?
You're probably counting your money. What?
What's an enema? Can you explain to me exactly what?
Okay, so I have a shower head. I have two shower heads. One of them I've never used.
Can I have
it? No, it's like hooked into my shower.
Oh, never mind.
And the other day I get into the shower and my roommate must have been using that other one because I turn the shower on and that one's on. And it's powerful. Ooh, powerful.
Was it on massage mode?
Yeah, I'm like, that's great. I'm going to rub that all over my body. I don't ever do this. And I rubbed it to my asshole. And it felt good. Felt like I was getting my ass ate by water. But then something I didn't realize that was happening was the water was going into my ass and filling my ass up with water.
Okay.
And so then I start smelling shit.
Uh-huh.
Clay?
Who's shit?
Yeah. Me here?
Yeah.
Who do you think it was?
Meanwhile, I'm smelling shit.
Yes. Oh, so meanwhile, kid's back.
I'm shoving my ass filled with this water, not realizing, meanwhile, my ass is pumping out shit, and I didn't even know, meanwhile. So meanwhile, I'm pumping my ass filled with water, and my ass is pumping out shit. Meanwhile, I smell shit. Yeah. And I don't know. Why do I smell shit? This feels so good. Why do I even smell shit? And I turned around. There is poop all over the place. Yeah. Meanwhile. And so my first thought is, oh, God. Meanwhile, I'm embarrassed. Fully meanwhile. I'm absolutely meanwhile embarrassed because I just shoved a bunch of water up my ass and shat everywhere and didn't even know. I was cleaning my ass raw.
That sucks for you.
Meanwhile, I turn around. I'm in a shower filled with shit. And I don't know about you guys, but when I'm taking a shower, I'm trying to get clean. I'm not trying to get covered in poop.
That's okay.
So my first thought is, well, I got to scrunch this shit down the drain.
Okay.
So,
Is it solid shit or is it like it was liquid?
But that's not what we're talking about.
It was liquid, but it was healthy shit. Like, okay. It didn't take a lot. I had to scrunch it down the drain. Like, it wasn't like diarrhea.
Okay.
Like, okay. I had to take my foot. So imagine this is the floor of the shower.
Yeah. I can see it.
Yeah.
So I take my foot. I take my foot and I'm scooping it towards the drain. My own shit.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I take the powerful shower head and I scrunch it down and down the drain hole.
Okay.
And you know, bar none, guaranteed that's what the guys were cleaning out of my drain.
Okay.
And I was not honest with them. I just said, who I don't know.
You know what?
I don't know. I mean, that's weird.
Could have been anybody in shit.
Yeah, because my hair is really fine, so like it doesn't usually clog showers. Okay. So that's like really strange. Like, must be my room.
It's a great name for a zero-calorie candy bar. Bar none.
Yeah, bar none.
But that's so, not what we're talking about.
What?
I mean, shit in the shower is never a good thing. I mean, I stepped in dog shit once and thought, well, I'll just go rinse it off in the tub. My tub smelled like shit for a month.
Yeah.
So you rinsed your shoe.
Mean,
it was your shoe or your foot?
Well, both.
I mean, I have the exact same experience. I pooped in my toilet one time and it stunk for weeks.
Okay.
You're at the flush is the problem.
Oh, sorry.
You forget to flush.
I mean, we all know the story. Yeah. We all know the time we went to Palace Chinese restaurant and I had beef and broccoli and I went home and took a bath and I shit in the tub. I mean, we all know that story.
Yeah. Beef and broccoli in the tub is what you did.
I definitely beef and broccoli and I filled it with brown. I was swimming in my own sinew. Own brown. It was detritus, my human detritus, and I was just swimming around in it and I thought, there's never going to be a time that's worse than this. But then...
Okay.
I gave myself an enema. And,
good.
And here's the thing, though. Now I know what it's like to get an enema. Afterwards, I felt light. Yeah. I felt free. Like, I felt good. I felt like I got rid of some bad poison toxins in my body.
Remember the first time you saw the enema episode of Jackass? I know you all had the same thought I did, where you're like, that seems nice. Like, what I kind of want to try that.
Well, people get enemas all the time. Some people are addicted to enemas.
Really?
They do one every day, like multiple times a day.
That's okay. Yeah.
Is that good for you?
No.
I don't think it's necessarily good or bad. I think it's just kind of like... It's kind of like people who are addicted to stretching or something. I don't know.
You just said is articulate, it is intelligent, and it is logical.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. Play that with your own accord, but let me see if feel me out here, okay?
Okay.
All right. But buddy, ask me why we should not vote for Mitch O'Connell in the city elections in November. Clay and Bud, you guys go, you know, just like act like natural about it. And Rod.
Okay. All right. Why shouldn't I not vote for Mitch McConnell in the upcoming city election?
Oh, you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Oh, I should vote for him to be city council member?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want me to tell you, Rod? Do you know already, Rod?
I mean, you go.
I sort of have an idea of why I don't think I should, but maybe what you're really good at articulating, like, yeah. The reasons
personally,
why.
Personally, I know.
Yeah, so basically what's happening in Echo Park, he's Echo Park 4th District, and what's going on in Echo Park is that Mitch O'Connell, he follows by the old legacy rules of you have to do for yourself and you have to do for your city. We had to clean up the streets and we had to remove food trucks to keep the streets clean and looking good. But the problem with that is that that is taking away from the original locals in Echo Park and in his 5th District. Okay. It's also causing the homeless population to be not taken care of because there is unrestricted rules and the cops, in the meantime, the cops are coming in and just basically have free reign and are able to do whatever they want at Echo Park. They will remove the tent, they will remove the homes from the
What you just said is articulate, it is intelligent, and it is logical.
Thank you.
And Nithia is actually running against David Ryu, though.
Yeah, and that's that district doesn't overlap in Echo Park.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, so
that's the Silver Lake district, right?
Sort of. Doesn't I'm in Silver Lake, and it doesn't cover me, but it does cover when you go on the other side of Sunset.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't vote on Mitch because he's not up for, because he's my district.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's actually not up until the next
one. Yeah.
Rod, come on.
Rod, Mitch, you're kind of embarrassing yourself right here.
Yeah.
What Whit just said was just perfectly fine.
Yeah. So we got to get him out, and we got to get Nithia in. Right?
Yeah, this is true.
Yes,
we have to do both.
Does that make common sense?
I think we should whoop all the city councilors' asses.
You're a bitch.
Those sound like LA problems. Everything's all fine and dandy over here in Glendale.
Yes.
Yeah, everything in Highland Park is great. We have Gil Cedillo, and he's just like the coolest. Well, guys, you know, we learn something new every day, and I'm happy to educate my friends.
Thank you so much.
I didn't know any of that stuff.
Now you do. You know what they say, the more you live, the more you learn.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm voting for Dan Brotman. That's the Glendale guy I vote for.
You said what to me?
His name is Dan Brotman. That's the guy that I think I'm voting for.
But he loves brats.
Yeah. He's a brat guy.
Yeah.
What's Reg Angajanian? That's the name of the mayor of Glendale.
Are y'all familiar? I like to make up names too.
Angajanian.
Did anyone see him? Literally any movies?
I watched 10 Minutes of Doom the other night.
Oh boy.
I fell asleep basically instantly. I don't know what happened.
There's only the one David Lynch Dune, right?
Yeah. There's a Dune that's coming out later. It was supposed to come out in the winter, but now I don't know.
What'd you say?
Look what you did to him.
It was supposed to come out for Christmas. It was going to be the big Christmas time movie, Dune.
Oh, wait, guys, I was saying Mitch O'Connell. Mitch McConnell?
No, Mitch O'Farrell. Mitch O'Farrell.
Mitch O'Farrell, yeah.
That's the one thing I got wrong.
Mitch the Bitch. Okay.
Mitch McConnell, he's a Kentucky senator?
You voted for him. I remember you were campaigning for
him. Yeah, I do remember that, too.
Well, yeah, well, I do have a residence in Kentucky, and I do...
Yeah, like, not too bad!
What was that?
Don't mind me, I'm just trying some new stuff over here. Just don't acknowledge it, please.
Okay.
Did anybody watch a full movie?
A full movie. I started rewatching. Me and Mitra started rewatching The Staircase, which he's never seen.
And where do you land on... We've talked about this before, but where do you land?
Yeah. I kind of think he didn't do it.
What's the staircase?
It's a documentary series. Really interesting and good. I don't know how she died. My reasoning is because he cares so much about his daughters. And why would he kill his wife on his daughter's birthday? So that's my thinking.
And she was pecked by a bird, right?
Mm-hmm. A bird swooped in out of pecked her. Sound off in the comments, but like I just don't. You know, I just, like, you got to believe his story, you know? That's like...
You're saying you believe me.
Yeah. No, what have I been watching? I haven't watched anything. I don't know if I've seen a movie in, like, 7 years.
Same. Just been playing video games.
I watch, like, weight loss videos on YouTube about... people who were like, I only ate...
I will say this, Whit. This is a good idea, because you do need to shed some pounds. I mean, I think everyone's thinking it.
Thanks, pal. No, I think... I just watched it because it's interesting. Like, I only ate one thing for a month, and then seeing how their body changed... Or I ran a mile a day for 50 days or something. And a lot of the times, people's bodies don't change that much.
Yeah.
What's the one thing I should eat?
One person ate the same thing every day for 30 days.
What, it was like good?
Oatmeal, chicken and broccoli, and then hard-boiled eggs for dinner. That was what he ate.
You know the guy who ate like a Big Mac every day for all those years?
Yeah, Scooter Braun.
Yeah, he fucked up. He should have done a kid's meal every day because then he would have had a mountain of toys.
Good point.
Yeah.
He's a buffoon.
Yeah.
Now he's Boo Boo the Fool.
Some of those toys, I think, are pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the chicken? Agreed. Remember the ones that were Transformers?
Yeah, I have one. I have the cone, the ice cream cone.
Yeah.
I still have the well, every week I go to get the McDonald's nugget toy.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I eat it.
You eat the toy?
I eat the toy. It comes with 10 toys. Play with them, then you eat them afterwards. Yes. And it's really crazy. I mean, it's really fun.
You're talking about the toy store that you go to.
Yeah, the toy store. It's called McDonald's. There's a lot of them.
Yes.
You get the 10-piece McNugget toy.
You play with these little guys. You throw them. You know, you look at them different ways. And it's really fun. It's really fun. And then you eat them. And you gotta eat them while they're hot, though, or else it's weird.
I like to imagine you in like, children's therapy, and they're like, do you like toys? And you're like, I like to look at them different ways. Like, oh, okay. All right.
I would be happy to do a buffalo wing diet. Someone commented in the Twitch thing. We did this, right? Didn't we one time talk about buffalo wings?
We talked about eating 50 of them for your premiere.
Oh yeah, we were going to do 50 each.
I was very confident that I could eat 50 wings, and now I'm not so confident.
I could do that still for sure.
I could do 60.
No, but I remember us talking about like the health of buffalo wings, and we decided that they're actually not that bad. It's like,
well, I mean, what's so bad about them? It's the oil,
deep fried,
right?
Well, but there's different versions of buffalo wings.
Like, yeah. We cooked wings last night, and we didn't use any oil, and we cooked them in the oven. And it's not really... If you cook them long enough, it's not even... You can't really tell.
Mm-mm. Yeah, if you make those puppies crispy enough... I'm pretty over pan-fried buffalo wings. I don't think I want to eat that ever again.
What?
Pan-fried? Yeah,
I've been cooking mine in a pan, and it's just kind of... I'm sick of it. I
want
to...
You want the oil?
I just want, like, proper buffalo wings. Like,
I can also see being sick of those kinds, yeah.
I'm kind of a boneless guy now.
What?
The hell?
Yeah.
The hell you say to me?
I never thought I'd hear that come out of your mouth.
It's kind of easier for me right now to be making boneless buffalo wings.
Well, we're not talking about making. We're talking about what you go to a restaurant. Right. What are you ordering?
I'm ordering.
People wings. In the chat are very upset at what you just
I'm ordering. No. I go to a restaurant. I'm ordering proper wings, and I'm doing minimum 16.
Okay.
Yeah. Sleep. All right. Now you can Respect. Salute. Now you can salute in chat.
Salute in chat.
This is just when you're by yourself, you got to make your own wings.
Yeah.
Like we have to do now.
Well, I find that it's easier to do boneless because then I can put them in a sandwich the next day.
Okay. Fuck. Hold on. You're making a boneless buffalo wing sandwich?
Oh yeah, it is good, my man.
Holy shit. Yeah.
That's actually Hot Sauce Bob is right, and Whit is still a pimp.
All right, Whit, can I ask you?
I'm like pimping, absolutely pimping.
Whit, can I ask you some questions? I have a little quiz.
Yeah, what's
here.
Up? What's up, pimp?
Thank you.
Speaking to the microphone, pimp?
Oh, sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's pimp.
Okay.
What's your favorite chicken wing cut? Are you a drumlet, midsection with tips, whole wing, or lollipop?
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Well,
answer real.
Answer quick.
Are you talking about the stick?
I actually don't know what the fuck they're talking about. So let's just disregard lollipop.
Well, I've had lollipop wings that look like a lollipop, and it was one of the best wing experiences I've ever had. It was in Austin, Texas, at Tommy Want Wingy.
So are you
excuse me?
Are you lollipop, or are you drumlet, or are you flats?
If I'm having to be walking down the street at South by Southwest, Tommy Want Wingy is perfect lollipop style because there's not a lot of mess. You have a stick.
Is that place next to Baby Want Burger?
It's not next door to Baby Want Burger, but it's owned by Baby Want Burger.
It's owned by the baby.
Well, the baby... Yeah, it's owned by the baby who owns Baby Want Burger.
So
yeah.
Apparently it's the drum, but they cut the meat from the bottom of the bone.
Gotcha.
So what's the answer, man? I think you're like being evasive.
Oh, no, I like the drumstick. I like a little drumstick.
All right.
But, yeah. You know, but it's like at Hooters, the drumsticks are so much better. But at Hot Wing Cafe, I like the plate, I guess is what it's
okay,
called.
So I think I know this answer. But what's your favorite thing to do while you chow down on some delicious wings? Is it like watch sports/TV, enjoy the outdoors, hang out at a bar, or spend time with families and friends?
I like to surf the channels.
You're the guy at the sports bar asking for the remote so you can channel surf?
If I go to the remote, here's the deal. If I'm going to Tommy Want Wingy, and Baby Want Burger also has wings... I'm trying to. I go, hey boss, hey barkeep, toss me that remote.
Ugh.
Nobody's even looking over here. Let me see what they got going on.
Okay, so now it's like
you're gonna want that remote plastic wrap while you're at it. Because I'm gonna get it.
Hey pimpin', toss me that remote. Let me find a more pimpin' thing to watch.
Now, okay, so now we're split. Are you more comfortable with the answer being watch sports / TV, or is it hang out at a bar? Because you're doing both in that circumstance.
Oh, watch sports / TV, because I can channel surf at home when I get my delivered wings. Okay. And I'll tell you what, there is nothing more pimping than sitting on that couch and surfing those channels.
Okay, cool. So I'm putting you in for watch sports TV. Okay, now next question. When sauce is on your face, is that to you gross, not a big deal, part of the experience, or a given? I don't know. There's not that much. Part of the experience and a given is pretty much the same answer. But
yeah, that's part of the deal.
Where are you landing on this? Do you think it's gross?
No.
Do you think it's not a big deal?
Yeah.
Couldn't you argue that it's part of the experience?
You couldn't.
Oh, yeah, it's part of that experience.
Well, that's
I would even argue that it's kind of pimping. Because it's pimping to have that sauce on your face because it shows you how much you love the guys.
So I'm gonna clock you in at a given.
Yeah. I'd say it's a given, and it's part of the experience. All right. And it's pimping.
I just went straight to an ad. God damn it. Next. We got a couple more questions. We're 4 out of 10. How do you eat your wings? One-handed, two-handed, or with a fork and knife?
Ooh. I think I might be a two-handed jack.
Okay, I'm gonna put you down there.
Because I gotta make sure I'm getting all that beef off that wing.
Yeah, well, I remember going to a hot wing cafe with you the other day, and you did tell the waitress you were a two-handed pimp.
I said, hey, pimpin', hey, lady pimp. And I said, ladies can be pimps, too. I said, yo, give me an extra wing in there, and I'll give you an extra buck. And she was busy dealing with a ton of other customers. It was packed. And I go, hey, lady, I got some sauce on my mask. Do you mind if I take this puppy off so I can be pimping while I eat my wings? And she said, yeah. And so, yeah, I'm eating my wings two-handed. I'm having a pimping-ass experience, okay. Remote in hand.
We are halfway done. When you order wings, do you stick with one flavor, or is it a mix-and-match situation?
Clay, you know this.
I know. I prefer to embrace one flavor. I know. I just wanted to make you sure that I'm putting that in. All right, so...
Here's my hot take, real take. If you go to a Buffalo Wing restaurant and you don't get hot wings, canceled, Rod.
Yeah, I agree with this.
That's like a fucking CJ-ass move.
Well, I'm just saying this. You might
Rod,
be...
Rod, you get barbecue wings.
Yeah.
I'm not saying... This questionnaire is telling you what sauce you are, so let's just not be too proud of hot right now, because we don't know where you're going to land yet. Which dipping sauce is your wing going in first? Is it ranch? This stuff goes great with everything. Blue cheese, it's the ultimate wing compliment. Buffalo sauce, let's take this thing up a notch. Sour cream, I don't know why that's just on here. It's not the most popular, but I love it. And then none. I prefer my wing plain like they were intended. I think you're a ranch guy.
You talking about like a dry
Hold
wing?
Up. Wait, so actually. Wait, is this based on
you
like...
You dip it. You double dip it.
So wait, is a plain buffalo wing like have buffalo wing sauce on it already?
Yes.
Oh, well then I don't like to complicate what the chef has made for me when it comes to buffalo wings.
Actually,
the buffalo wing that he intended. I don't want sauce on it. If I had to pick one, I guess I would want more of the delicious sauce that the chef has created for me. But when it comes to my buffalo wing, I don't want to compromise that flavor of palate.
Can I ask you something real quick?
Yeah.
Which one of these is the most fun to watch? Football, soccer, baseball, basketball, hockey?
You know I'm a basketball man, and I'll tell you why. Those guys dribbling those balls around, God, they look so pimping out there, and I just can't get enough of that.
Okay, we're almost done.
Yeah, sure.
Can you pick a side that goes with your wings? Fries, potato, celery, or more wings?
Wait, you telling me?
Wait, potato?
Yeah, rewind.
Not fried, not just.
It says.
Oh, like wait. Potato?
It's potato, but it's all. But the slash is slash pasta salad or coleslaw. So it's like a potato salad or.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I thought the waitress like, "What side do you want?" And you're like, "Are you kidding me? Potato? What? What is this?" What?
Yeah, idiot. The potato. Source is what, absolutely hello? Right. I didn't realize this until my 30th year. French fries complicate my ability to enjoy the buffalo wings.
So you're a more wings guy.
I'm a more wings, which is what Idiot the Source is saying. I get extra. So I will take 20 buffalo wings and no side at all. I've never considered celery to be a side. I've always thought that was just like a palate cleanser when your mouth is too spicy.
It's a cool, you know.
Eat a piece of celery, maybe dip it in some ranch. But I don't love a side. I want more wings.
So what do you like to wash your wings down with? Do you like water, beer, milk, or soda?
I just
milk is on there because you can't handle the heat, I guess.
Yeah, I'd love a cold glass of milk.
I do one cup of Coke and then the rest water.
So are you leaning more water or more Coke?
If I had to choose, I would do water. The thing is also.
Whit has already, he's already drunk all of his Coke before the wings possibly could get to the table.
Usually, Rod knows me well. I drink a lot, and so I'm usually, if I get a Coke, the problem is at a restaurant, if I get a Coke, I will drink 10 cups of Coke. So I kind of got to just get water. Also, water, same with shit with fries. Like, if I don't get Coke or fries, then I feel better. Like,
okay.
I don't feel sick.
Are you ready for your final question? And then after this, we get to figure out what wing sauce you are.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? How hungry did this quiz make you? Shut up right now.
Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, Pippin.
One, please, I was hungry before I started. Two, I'm starving now. Thanks a lot. Or three, not at all.
I'm starving now.
Okay. Are you ready?
He's probably classic Buffalo.
What's everyone thinking? I'm not even going to look at it.
Classic Buffalo.
I'm thinking classic Buffalo, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, maybe just a hot, maybe a hot.
Like, just a buffalo sauce.
Just not buffalo, but like the hotter version of buffalo. Like,
oh, yeah.
Okay, we get the results in. What do you hope it is?
I hope I'm a classic hot buffalo because that's what I like.
All right, let's get results. Take the survey. Take this short survey to see your results.
God.
Oh, boy.
Wait, ask what the questions for the survey, please.
Okay, please indicate your age, range, and gender. Wait, would you say you're 25 to 34 male?
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Nice.
That's nice. I like them. All right, you are. Oh. You are flaming hot chicken wing.
Yep. You freaking flaming hot chicken wing.
Flaming hot chicken wing. That's a good one. All right, man.
Let me.
I'm happy with that.
Okay, ready? This is what they said. You're hardcore, and you like to live life to the fullest. This means pushing things to the extreme, like a mind-melting hot chicken wing.
Oh. No, that's wrong.
Mind-melting hot chicken wingling.
Yeah, I don't know about this mind-melting.
That's absolutely wrong, because if I get them extremely hot, I can't eat as many. You know that.
Yeah, but
honestly, Clay, I thought you were my pimpin' best friend.
Well,
what you just said to me was not pimping.
Well, let me just say this. Science. Let me do the quiz real quick, and to prove to you that it's actually right. Okay, ready? I like my wings to be lollipops. Everyone knows this.
Yeah. That's true.
I like to eat them outside. I don't know what to tell you.
Outside is nice.
Outside, eating the wings. There's only one place you can eat wings.
Yeah,
and
catch me outside eating the chicken wings.
Yes, and when it comes to getting sauce on your face, I think that's gross, and I think it's unsightly, and I don't think anyone should do it, and I think it's wrong. And
I know you're going to get like a garlic or something, like some weird off flavor.
And the best way to eat it, when you're outside, I never leave the house without a fork and knife, and that's how I choose to eat my wings.
And you always get wings right before your weekly haircut.
Yes. And when it comes to, like, the sauce, I like a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I don't like to stick to the to one flavor. And to be honest with you, I like to dip it in sour cream. I think that's just the normal thing.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
So wait, you're trying to find out what sauce you are, but then one of the questions is what sauce do you like?
And you said, I like them all.
Jesus.
You're trying to figure out what kind of wings you are.
And I was... And when I'm outside, I like to have the hockey game on. So that's just like the most fun thing to watch. And of course, I like potato pasta salad.
Great.
That's the side that I like to have. And sometimes my wings, no matter how I get them, there's always a hot one in there. And that's why I like to wash it down with some milk, no matter what wing I'm eating.
But Clay, you're just in general, you're just a fan of a cup of milk.
Exactly.
You love a cup of milk on with your beer.
And did this quiz make me hungry? Not at all.
Not at all. Are you stupid? What?
How could a quiz make me hungry?
I just ate. Why would I be hungry?
Okay, so this is what they said, and I completely agree with this.
Right. I hope it starts with, you're hardcore.
But what I'm about to say will not surprise you at all, because y'all all know me.
Sorry, hit me.
It says, you are a chocolate chicken wing.
Wait,
I'm wrong. I mean, who says dessert and dinner have to go separate? That's what I say all the time. You're all about having the best of everything, even when it comes to your chicken wings. And so when I'm outside watching the hockey game, I'm chowing down on my chocolate chicken wings. So I think it shows that you do like the hottest wings you can possibly get your hands on. And this
if yours is so accurate. Wing. What, Ron?
Probably a sour wing.
Somehow you turn this quiz into candy.
Yeah, you managed to turn buffalo wings into candy.
Guilty.
Guilty.
For everyone watching on Twitch, I'll post my results just to make sure that I'm not lying.
Hey, you're a chocolate chicken wing, and meanwhile, I'm a flaming hot chicken wing.
Yeah, so you like it as hot as possible. Remember that one time I didn't have that much money, and so I did like one of those hot challenges? And I just couldn't even finish it, and you had to pay for it?
No. Where was it?
It was in downtown at the Stray Cat.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Yeah.
It wasn't Buffalo Wings.
No, it was an Italian sub, I think, or something like that.
Yeah. A spicy Italian sub?
Yeah.
It sounds spicy.
I mean, one time, this is always proven to be, it's always a failure. Like, anytime you do one of those, the classic stories of Buddy... When Buddy was broke, I would offer to buy him dinner, but I had to pick out his food, and I would always pick out the spiciest possible thing because it's funny. And then one time, Jeremy also said, we were in San Francisco, and Jeremy said, we were at some restaurant. I was like, this is the hottest. If you have a spoonful of this spice, you get a free shirt. And so Jeremy did a plate full, and he licked it. Ruined his whole night. Like, he at one point was asking, he said, like, I think I might need to go to the hospital.
Yeah, I remember. I mean, I wasn't there, but I remember the story.
Yeah, it sounds bad. We
had to get him ice cream, and then that night everybody smoked weed, and Jeremy, we were in a hotel in Oakland. Jeremy wasn't our friend Jeremy is, like, kind of a pretty stubborn guy, and he was not happy with the candy selection in the vending machine. Do y'all know about this story?
He's not happy with it.
We were all getting candy from the vending machine, happy as could be with Reese's cups or whatever. Jeremy was like, that's not good enough. And he just left the hotel, comes back at least minimum an hour and a half later. He's on foot. He's not driving. He's high as can be. And he said he went to a movie theater to get the candy from the concession at the movie theater. They wouldn't let him in just to buy the candy. because he had like popcorn. He had everything from a movie theater. And we're like, well, how'd you get all this soda and candy and popcorn? He goes, I had to buy a ticket to see Mission Impossible. was pimping. That was absolutely pimping.
I mean, that's some pimping stuff. I mean, so you're telling me he spent like $40.
Mm-hmm. Well, we told you the story before where every night me and Jeremy would walk down to like this 24-hour like donut place, and they had a Frappuccino, and every night he wanted a Frappuccino, and they just like don't want to make it because like you have to like get the blender out. Well, it would be the middle of the night. It's like we would go like 3 in the morning. Yum yum donut. We would just go get a donut. He would want a Frappuccino. They wouldn't make it. And the excuse that they always gave was they ran out of ice that night. But
that
the, truth is like they don't want to like get pull the
they have to clean the machine if they
have to clean the machine at night
it.
And they don't want to do it again. And so one night Jeremy just bought a bag of ice and he like hid it from him to be like have it as a just to present it to him like, hey, I got ya. And when they said no, he brought out the big bag of ice and the guy was like forced to make it for him.
And we all cowered. We didn't love that confrontation.
Yes.
But it is a funny story to tell, but it was not, you know, it wasn't a great feeling to make
this
like dude
who works
the night shift at a donut place.
At the 24-hour donut place.
3 yeah. in the morning making a Frappuccino that probably cost $1.
He's like probably has to get to like the most important work of the day pretty soon.
Yeah.
Which I have a perfect sound effect for this.
What?
Delia! What's Delia?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, Jeremy's favorite food is Caesar salad.
What?
Jeremy's favorite food is Caesar salad.
Is that true?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. You're his best friend.
Favorite food is pickles.
Oh, I don't blame him. I
feel
three
like every time we'd go to any restaurant, he'd always want the Caesar salad.
Well, when he first moved to L.A., we were always going to Ronnie's to get breakfast. That place rocks. It doesn't exist anymore, I don't think. And Ronnie's in Culver City. And Jeremy, I think, was not used to getting breakfast. Like,
yeah!
And so he would get a salad every morning for breakfast.
Well, I like to start the day with a salad and a coffee.
Yeah, nice full salad and your coffee. It's nice.
A nice crunchy salad with some Caesar dressing. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean...
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey... Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Anything else we do? Have we done anything since the last time we saw each other?
Oh, I had a cool thing happen.
Yeah?
I went on Postmates, I ordered a bunch of food, and then right when I went to hit order, it said, sorry, the restaurant's closed. And I was, thank you. And I was pissed off, so I called the restaurant and said, hey, can you sneak it in? And they changed their hours of operation just so I could get my order in. I feel like that was a big win for me.
I feel like that's worse than the bag of ice.
Yeah, that's almost a Karen. I'd say that's pretty much a Karen.
Oh, right. Well,
sorry, man. We have to close early because there's a protest happening outside right now. The cops are everywhere, and you go, we can stay just a little later. Because Bud ordered a lot.
No, Karen, yes.
Yeah, that was the thing when the protests were happening, like when in full swing, and we closed at 4 p.m. one day.
Mm.
There definitely were people calling, being like, well, I already placed my order. Like,
well,
no,
I actually, like, I know what... I actually remember what Bud said to convince them, and he said
this.
Oh,
but I'm really rich.
Oh.
You're the most amazing guy.
Well, that's what you said.
He gave a big tip to the the kitchen staff?
She did.
Ramen of Silver Lake. Like this restaurant shit is kind of fucking crazy. Places in Highland Park still aren't really open, though.
You're fired.
Yesterday I went on a walk and I went and tried to get coffee at 4:30 and on Fig, and everything is closed at 4:30 and none of the restaurants were open. So, what place is
pickup?
I'm sure they're open for pickup, but dining in, I know Casita del Campo and Silver Lake is open in a way, but no, they're actually open.
None of us have gone to a restaurant, right? Like to sit down.
No, I met some friends outside of a restaurant. I didn't eat anything though, and that's how I know that Casita del Campo is open.
Pickup only.
What? Oh yeah.
I've only picked up, never gone.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't need to go eat in a restaurant. I picked up from In-N-Out Burger the other day, and there were people eating inside there.
Mm. Yeah. We, me and Whitney went down to the beach somewhere, and we went to some pier. What pier was it? Redondo Beach Pier. And
beautiful.
There were a restaurant there, and this was felt like a month ago.
Was it the one on the pier?
Yeah.
Yeah, James worked at that one. I used to get discounts. Nice.
It was a week ago. And there were just people side by side, shoulder to shoulder, packed.
Eating pork on the pier?
Yeah, eating pork on the
Diving
pier.
Diving into some pier pork?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what piers are famous for, is their pork.
You're eating pier pork with your peers.
Well, it was most the peer pressure that got them in there to eat the pier pork.
Those restaurants on the pier are pork shops.
As soon as they had their pork on the pier from the pier pressure, they found solace.
Go for it. Yeah. Okay.
They ordered three
and
pier beers.
Well, they what was that?
They ordered three pier beers.
They had ordered three pier beers on having their pier pork with after having some pier pressure, and they found a pretty pier that they decided to.
But the whole reason they're there is because they succumbed to peer pressure.
Yes, by Britney Spears.
They succumbed. Mm-hmm.
They pursued a pier.
Yes.
Having some pork on the pier.
I fully understand.
Beer beers.
Yes.
Things are crazy, man. It's funny. It's they stopped doing the tests. Obviously, they just want numbers to go down. I don't see.
It's cool,
I talked to
some of the biggest numbers.
Yeah, dude. We really. Yesterday we were at 6,000 cases, over 6,000 cases, I think. And today we went even higher. So this is pretty wild crap.
I talked to my uncle, who is he works for NASA.
Yes?
He's really smart. He said it is so unlikely that they would be able to develop a vaccine. He said it would be the equivalent of them developing a vaccine for the common cold, because COVID is such a respiratory disease.
Yes.
So it's it's really hard to find a way to prevent getting a respiratory disease, or else they would have already done it, you know?
So wait, how the hell are we supposed to beat this thing?
He projected that we don't beat it and it just kind of becomes a way of life. Not the quarantine. People will stop quarantining. The more people will get sick. The disease will become less extreme as time goes on. That's not a great. I don't love that. I'd prefer them come up with a vaccine. But that's what this guy said. He's also just I don't know.
Yeah. Right. And also, didn't NASA go out of business?
Right.
Exactly.
They went bankrupt.
Yep.
Doesn't Fauci say that he's hopeful that it's going to happen by the end of the year?
Hey, did you see that clip of him talking about why they didn't say to tell people to wear masks early on? Did you see that or no?
Wait, did he say that?
He said in this clip in some Q&A thing he's doing with this woman, he said that we didn't we told people early on that like masks were like a maybe, because we didn't want them taking them from like people who actually needed them, like medical workers.
Right, but like, what's stopping you from being like, hey, listen, I think it's like a, I think it, we need to like make sure that all these masks go out to these like these people that need them.
Right.
But instead, what you could do is maybe we can like, you could do bandanas. I mean, like any face covering helps, and maybe you can actually make some at home. Like, what's stopping him from saying that?
I know. I don't
instead
know
of,
why
like, it, trying it, to gaslight it, us or like lie.
It's also
us.
Like everybody's got a shirt,
right? And they said I've that does the same thing.
I've been in situations where I didn't have a mask, and I just put my shirt over my whole head. It's the exact same thing. Like,
yeah, but you also like, said that you were cornholio at the time.
That is true.
I was doing.
Well, yeah,
was
you got to put it over
it was
your
lucky.
Mouth.
I was really lucky. I was fortunate because at the time I was cornholio, and I needed TP for my bung hole, which was really difficult because the pandemic had just started.
Yes.
Right. If what you have it, if you have it only over your mouth, you're corona hole. Thank
yeah. Could you? Should I tweet? Imagine how difficult it was for cornholio at the beginning of the pandemic. Just that's a lot of math that people are. Gonna
yeah,
have
that's
to
a
do.
Lot of.
I think people are into it
because he needed TP for his bunghole, but there was none.
Yes.
Oh wait, I get it now.
Oh, see, Bud Sorry. Was like Bud was I, part of it the oh. whole time, and he.
I thought it had something to do with. Him having the shirt over his head rather than him needing TP for his bunghole.
No, he needs TP for his bunghole.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there was none.
Yes. Yeah, I need toilet paper for my asshole, is what he's trying to say.
That's what he's trying to say.
Clay, will you tweet? I need Clay, please tweet. I need toilet paper for my asshole, Chris Holio.
I think I've maybe done that. Wait. I need toilet paper for my asshole. Tweeting this in this political climate. What's the guy's name?
Cornholio.
Hey, you're saying his name is Chris Holio.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. This doesn't really read well. I need toilet paper for my asshole. Oh, I've already done this tweet before.
What was it?
It was, I need toilet paper for my asshole, and the person I cited it to was Barvis Butthead or something.
Oh,
Clay.
I don't know about Barvis Butthead.
Well, let me get to the tweet before y'all roast my ass.
Barvis or roasted?
You're not, that's not pimping.
Yeah. I mean, what? I don't understand Barvis, Clay.
Wait one second. I don't remember my tweet. Anywho, gang. How do you search your own tweets? How do you do that?
There's an advanced search. Search. Go to Google and search Twitter advanced search.
Twitter advanced search. Okay. Sorry, gang. You have to listen to me doing this, but I got to get to the bottom of this. Use these words. Toilet. Okay, for these account, Clay Tatum. Search.
What's your name?
I need toilet paper for my butthole. Bevis Butthead.
Bevis is good.
Yeah,
I like Bevis.
This was
wait.
This
how was, did you how did you separate Bevis from Beavis? You just didn't put the A.
B-E-V-I-S.
Oh yeah, Bevis. Okay.
Bevis. And this was July 9th. 2018. I need toilet paper for my butthole.
That's insane that you could remember a tweet you made.
I don't make them much. I don't make that many tweets, so I can.
I don't know any tweets.
He doesn't communicate with anyone. He just it's just the thought. It's a thought train. It just pumps him out as they come in. He actually sits on tweets for 6 months before he tweets them. Just crazy.
Oh. Okay.
Crazy that how all those pandemic tweets came out. He just knew something we didn't.
Yeah. I tweet about toilets a lot, turns out.
That is true.
Well, you are the toilet bay.
Yes, I have the original toilet bay tweet here from August 16th, 2018. My lifelong dream is to be caught and filmed doing something cute on the toilet. have that go viral and be forever known as Toilet Bay.
that's where Toilet Bay comes from.
That is hilarious.
Yes.
That's so good.
Okay. Anywho, gang, that's been another great episode of this podcast. Don't mind me while I look for the song that I normally end this on. Here we go, gang.
Wait, hold on. Did you know there used to be a famous actor named Whit Bissell?
You say what to me?
There used to be a famous actor who passed away in the 90s. His name is Whit Bissell. All right. See you guys.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Bye.
Anywho, gang, we have nothing to promote, I don't think. That's it. Okay, bye, gang.
Bye.
Bye.
Whoa. Is that an American football?
Yeah, it's a Nintendo 64 version of American football. Okay, gang. Bye, gang. I'm gonna stop recording.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.